Page 56. Reading. Exercise B. Read the interview. Do you agree with Miller's advice?
Don't let urban crime spoil your visit. Since the beginning of the century, there has been a steady increase in the number of foreign visitors to the great cities of the world. In this interview, travel writer Hannah Miller suggests ways for visitors to avoid becoming victims of urban crime. You claim that tourists are particularly vulnerable to criminal activities. Why is that?
Well, for one thing, tourists are more likely than local people to be carrying large sums of money or valuables, such as jewelry and electronics. They are also out of their comfort zone, being unfamiliar with local customs or places that should be avoided. Because they're enjoying themselves, tourists are more likely than locals to let their guard down, thinking they are safe when in fact they are not. And let's face it, tourists stand out. They look different and dress differently from the residents of the place they're visiting.
What kinds of crime do tourists need to be concerned about?
All kinds, including violent crime, unfortunately. Tourists, however, are primarily targeted for theft of the valuables they have on them and the information gained from passports, credit cards, and other forms of identification. Because out-of-town visitors tend to congregate at tourist attractions, it's easier for criminals to do their work. Not only does this provide the opportunity for a pickpocket to take someone's wallet unnoticed, but it also makes it easier for a purse snatcher to quickly grab something and run. A mugger can follow a victim until he or she is alone at an ATM machine, for example, where the criminal can demand the victim's money and property.
So what precautions do you recommend?
Before you leave home, use the internet to learn about your destination so you can avoid high-crime neighborhoods. The more you know, the better you can protect yourself. Photocopy your passport and make sure you have a list of all your credit card numbers. When you're packing, choose clothes that don't make you stand out as a tourist. By the way, the inside pocket of a jacket may seem like a good place for a wallet or passport, but it's a favorite target for pickpockets. You should either bring pants and jackets with zippered or button pockets, or consider buying a money belt, and leave unnecessary valuables at home.
And what extra precautions should tourists take in urban areas?
It goes without saying. Avoid streets that are not well lit at night. And avoid going out alone if you can. While there's usually safety in numbers, remember that tourist attractions also attract thieves. Stay aware of what's happening around you, as if you had eyes in the back of your head. On the street, avoid using a smartphone or tablet, or fumbling with a map or guidebook, if you don't need to. Be wary if a stranger asks for directions or starts up a conversation. He or she may be sizing you up as a potential victim. Be particularly careful in crowds at festivals or on buses or trains. Be suspicious of any sudden disruption. Thieves are known to intentionally create a distraction so you won't realize what they're actually doing. And a warning to women, be careful if you wear a crossbody purse. It may be harder for a criminal to grab, but you could be injured if the purse snatcher is on a motorcycle.
Do people need to worry about leaving valuables in their hotel room?
Good point. Don't leave valuables unprotected in your room, where a burglar might break in and take them. Ask the front desk to keep them for you. Better safe than sorry. Finally, I should mention that, all in all, crime rates are going down worldwide, and the chances you will become a crime victim are low. So don't let worrying about crime interfere with your having a great time.